Now, back to your turn on 1330 WEBY, Northwest Florida's Talk Radio. The phone lines are open, so call in and join the conversation at 623-1330.
We're here on Radio Row. It's your turn, meeting nonsense with common sense at the CPAC conference in Washington, D.C. My name's Renee Giacchino. I'm corporate counsel for the Center for Individual Freedom. And joining me now on your turn is Jessica Eckhardt. She's the executive director of the Eagle Forum. Thank you so much for joining us, Jessica. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Renee. Thanks for having me.
We've had your founder on our program before, Ms. Shafley, and that's been she's a wonderful guest, and what a wonderful organization. But for the folks who didn't maybe have an opportunity to hear Ms. Phyllis talk, please tell us a little bit about Eagle Forum.
Sure. Eagle Forum was founded in 1972 by Phyllis Schlafly, originally to fight the Equal Rights Amendment and all of the injustices that brought along. Out of that grew a great pro-family organization. We have grassroots in all the 50 states. We have state representation as well as local representation. And I actually head our Washington, D.C. office lobbying Congress here in the nation's capital. So we do lobbying from issues of pro-life and marriage to limited government and lower taxes. So we cover the spectrum of conservative issues.
And the organization, you guys have a great website. Can you give that website address out to people?
Eagleforum.org. So go there and visit often.
Now, some of the issues that you guys take on, you've mentioned them briefly, but let me highlight them for folks. It's pro-family, abortion, traditional marriage, radical feminism, and election 2008. Let's talk about the election 2008. That seems to be obviously the hot topic at CPAC here this year. Some folks are saying that it's going to bring out record voters, and those record voters may come in, you know, varying shapes, sizes, and colors, and race and gender as well. How important is the woman's vote this time, and how much do you think Hillary can bank on getting the majority of it?
Well, the Pew Forum estimates that the electorate will be 54% women coming up in the general election in 2008. So,
go girls!
That's a majority for women, and it seems like that women do have a lot of power coming up. As far as Hillary is concerned, the Hillary camp just put out a new statistic that they estimate that 24% of women Republican voters will vote for Hillary. Now, that is just laughable, that a quarter of Republican women will be voting for Hillary Clinton simply because she's a woman. Now, mind you, that statistic comes from the Hillary Clinton camp, so they want to create a misconception that women are going to vote for Hillary just because she's a woman. That could not be farther from the truth, especially among conservative Republican women. We have found that women's issues, per se, are really all the issues, because women care about the same things that all the electorate care about. We care about the defense of marriage and the defense of pro-life. We care about lower taxes because women are not only working and making our own money, but in families, even if it's a stay-at-home mom, we don't want Hillary Clinton in the White House to raise our taxes and take more of our money. And we especially don't want Hillary Clinton in the White House to institute a national daycare or national socialized health care. So I think that the statistic that the Clinton campaign is putting out is really to give this false sense of comfort for women that somehow, well, if we don't vote for Hillary, we're betraying our sex, supposedly. That really, even with the defeat of the Equal Rights Amendment, which is how Eagle Forum started, we found that that's really not what real women want. They really want to continue on in the tradition of conservative ideals, of family, of marriage, and of thankfully, low taxes, too.
And I would assume that then that plays out to be, you know, we want the right candidate. It doesn't matter the sex of the candidate. It doesn't matter the race of the candidate. We want it to be the right candidate who will, in fact, take our issues to the White House, the conservative issues that so many folks stand for. And as you mentioned, they're the women's issues just as they are the men's issues. Let's not genderize this election, which a lot of folks are trying to do.
Exactly. And if you look at what the feminist movement continually does, they have done it for decades now, they really do want to put women in little pigeonholes, and they don't want us to look at the broader spectrum. Like you said, women don't want someone just because they're a woman. We want the policy issues. Women are smart enough to see past gender and to see past race, to see past all of the hype that's going on out there, and they're going to look at the issues. And even here at CPAC, as you look around, we see so many young, articulate beautiful conservative women that are just as fired up as ever to be involved in the process. And I think that proves that women want a different message than what Hillary Clinton, just because she's a woman, provides. They really want someone who's going to be on the issues first. Gender, race doesn't matter.
Well, isn't that sort of how Eagle Forum was founded? It was founded to counter the thought that, you know, you have to bully people if you're a woman if you're going to get anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. That is what the defeat of the Equal Rights Amendment really was about. It was the Equal Rights Amendment really was about taking away rights for women. And instead, we decided that the folks that started Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly and all the great women that have come before me at Eagle Forum, have decided that women really, you don't need all these special rights. We can go out there and do everything already on our own. And I think if you asked a lot of the women here at CPAC, a lot of your listeners, they're going to agree that they really don't face discrimination in the workplace or wherever. They're able to do whatever it is they want, and the privilege of being able to choose to stay home with your children, that is another great privilege that American women enjoy. And when you start bringing in politicians that want to nationalize daycare, nationalize and socialize medicine, that actually takes away the ability of moms to choose to stay home with their children and to choose that home and family that they really, that most women actually, we've seen statistics say that's what they want first. They still do career, but they're choosing to stay at home more and more.
You brought up a great issue that I think is, it hasn't been silenced in the campaign trail, but I don't think it's gotten the attention that it certainly deserves, particularly, and I'm speaking from a woman's perspective because that's the only way I know how to do it, but it's the issue of health care. And our ability, I mean, I think probably the statistics would prove that most often if there is a two-parent relationship, it's most likely the mother who's making decisions about at least the children's health care if there are children, and very often it's probably the family's health care choices. Let's talk about what option we would lose, the power of choice that we could lose under a socialized medicine situation, and is that a voice that really we need to make sure is heard louder on the campaign trail?
Sure, absolutely. Looking at Hillary Clinton's health care plan, as well as Barack Obama and the Democrats in general, the idea of a universal government-mandated socialized medicine plan for all Americans is very scary. It takes away the opportunity for not only moms to choose what doctor to take their children to. What if they, when they're in their prenatal care, they want to choose a doctor they're comfortable with? As someone, I'm sure for many of your listeners who've had children, choosing an obstetrician, that is a big deal, and you need to choose someone you're comfortable with. And instead, you're going to have the government tell you how many ultrasounds you can have, how many, what kind of doctors you can see, how many visits you can make, and what kind of medicine that you can have. I know that I certainly don't want the government telling me exactly what medicines I can take, what they're going to pay for, what taking inventory of my personal health care. I think that many women will feel that as an intrusion of their privacy. And where are the feminist groups on this? They continually say on the pro-life abortion debate, get government out of our health care choices. Get government out of reproductive health. Well, this is going to put government right there every single step of the way in every kind of health care decision that you're making. And I think most women do not want that. That is an invasion of their privacy and their right to choose.
Men too, probably.
Absolutely.
We're talking with Jessica Eckert. She's the executive director at Eagle Forum, and she's joined us on the program. Jessica, if people want to learn more about these campaign-type issues, do you put up any sort of a scorecard to help them try and figure out, both at the national level and at a state level, how they can assess their candidates on issues that are critically important to, you know, I'd like to say to women, but it's really, I think, to the home, if we could just take it to that basic level.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Eagle Forum has a scorecard for congressional candidates, which because the front runners now, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John McCain, all are in the United States Senate, so their scorecards will be up on eagleforum.org. You can visit there and click on scoreboard, and you'll find their most recent votes. In terms of a presidential candidate questionnaire, we don't have that, but I would recommend the Family Research Council. They have given great background on presidential candidates, values voters guides, so give them a plug. They're a friendly organization to Eagle Forum, and they've done a great job. So I would encourage them to look at both of our websites to get all that information.
Okay, apart from the campaign hype that we are in right now, there are lots of other reasons that people should visit Eagle Forum and learn more about the issues. Can you highlight just maybe two or three of your projects?
Sure. We have Eagle Forum University, which is an online course option for many folks that want to learn more about not only the Constitution, global warming, immigration, pick your issue. We have got an online course about that. It's take it at your own leisure. We've had over 3,000 people enroll. It's great for homeschoolers, parents that are looking for an alternative to public school education. We've got great things. We've even got a grammar course on there. So we're really about educating folks at their own pace and their own time. And also our collegians program. We have a great Eagle Forum collegians program. There's a separate website for that, efcollegians.org. Every year we sponsor a two-day Collegians Leadership Summit. This will be our 15th annual coming up in Washington, D.C., July 10th and 11th. So for folks who have grandchildren that are in college, children that are in college, or any college students that are out there listening, we have a two-day great jam-packed, kind of a mini CPAC, like we're seeing here, issue-oriented briefing for college students. It's completely free. You can find discounted lodging, and you can go to efcollegians.org to register to find out more information. Scholarships are available for travel. So we are really dedicated to educating the next generation of conservative leaders. So please visit eagleforum.org, and you'll find all that information.
And links to all of those sites, I would assume.
Yes.
All right, now I'm going to be a hypocrite, and I'm going to say I want Condi on the ticket, because I do want to see one of the most powerful women in the world elevated, and I just think it would speak volumes. And I know that we have just talked about how it doesn't matter the gender, it doesn't matter the race, but what do you think of putting Condi on the ticket?
Well, I would have to, again, look at what we just said about policy issues. And when I look at what Condoleezza Rice's policy issues are, what she has admitted publicly to not being pro-life, that's a problem for me. She has said that she supports Roe v. Wade, and that's a woman's right. So that, to me, is a rock-bottom core issue. So I could not support her. Eagle Forum could not support her in that. So, again, we're going back to look at the policy issues, and when you see that someone doesn't line up, especially on pro-life, which is such a core issue for so many conservatives and should continue to be, then we would not be able to be supportive of her on that, especially because of that.
Well, good for you, remaining true to your core and true to your word in terms of let's look at the candidate for who the candidate is, not just simply based on race or gender.
Absolutely.
All right, we have been talking with Jessica Eckert. She's the executive director of Eagle Forum. Please visit their website at eagleforum.org. You can learn a lot more about what it is that they are doing to help educate us on these very critical issues, the issues of pro-family, abortion, traditional marriage, radical feminism. They've got a scorecard up there, scoreboard, to help us prepare better for the election 2008. You can also learn more about the efcollegians.org program and visit Family Research Council for even more information. Jessica, thanks so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Renee.
All right, you thought you were going to hear the interview with Tom DeLay, but I was having a little bit of technical difficulty, so you will have to tune back in 2 weeks to hear the interview with Tom DeLay. We'll probably run that one at the beginning of the program at 4 o'clock in 2 weeks, so I hope you will tune back in. That was just Jessica Eckert, as I'm sure you surmised having heard the interview. Jessica Eckert is the executive director of the Eagle Forum, and she joined me as well at the CPAC conference to talk about her organization. We've had Phyllis Schlafly on the program several times now talking about different issues as they relate to women in politics, and Jessica joined me at CPAC as the executive director for Eagle Forum. 2 weeks again, let me mention, we will have an interview with Tom DeLay. I have an interview with John Felmy with the American Petroleum Institute, tries to help us better understand how gas prices go up and come down based on reserves and supply and demand. Senator Jim DeMint came on to talk about his brand new book, Why We Whisper, fascinating book. Ethan Eliani's with the College Republicans National Committee. Colin Hanna with Let Freedom Ring. John Armour, who's the legal counsel for the American Civil Rights Union. Dwayne Parday, who's with the National Taxpayers Union. And a whole host of different book authors that I had on. I mentioned John Siegler with NRA. He's the NRA president, so I hope you'll tune in 2 weeks for some more of those interviews. Thanks so much, and have a good evening.